Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, are you ready to go?
Hi, how is everyone? I'm Wendy.
And I'm Bijanique.
No, actually we are sitting here with our three girls. Bijanique, Nakoma, and Makari. They're sitting here on my desk. Finally getting the computer going back. I was debating whether we were actually going to have a show tonight because our internet is supposedly gotten better, but I don't think it's never been better. It hasn't been up to par since we actually got Fios. So,
and I don't understand it. It was green light before, bluish light, and now it stays red.
I don't know what's going on with it.
And yet when you call them, they're like, did you unplug it? Yeah, we unplugged it. Did you? Yes, I did. Yes, I know the routines.
Yeah, and we're dealing with IT issues at work. So my new hire, actually her name is Ivy. Hi, Ivy. I hope you're listening tonight. She is finding out about our IT department. So it seems like all the IT departments kind of, I don't know, they need to go back to school or something. I'm sorry. Just what it is. My daughter is in a, she's in IT. She's taking school to go to be in IT, and she is going to far surpass everybody.
And I have to disagree on that. Nobody can hold it against IT. You have to understand all that they're dealing with.
Well, how about they? Yeah, but this our computer is just. We got a brand new computer. We got
new internet, and
yeah,
can't hook up to the network. Go figure. I want my dial-up back. Where you hear that?
I know. That's funny.
You've got mail.
But yeah, we're supposed to be having a show on orbs tonight, and it seems like it's going to be on anything and everything but orbs. We'll get to that a little later on.
I want to give a shout-out. I don't know her, but I'm going to give a shout-out to Ivy because I know she's listening. Welcome to Night Visions. We hope you enjoy it. And maybe, unlike others, maybe you'll give some ideas to Wendy, share them with her.
Yeah, let's talk.
Because we'd love to hear everybody's ideas. Nothing is too strange for us, as you guys know. And I do want to clarify that, no, I'm not having issues of memory loss or anything like that. I know we talked about orbs before, but just a lot of stuff has been going on, and I just think it's important that we touch back on that. But I know before we started getting into that, I know Wendy had a couple of announcements, and she's going to tell you guys a little story about Little Sunshine.
Oh, I get in the car this afternoon to go pick up Eric, as I do every afternoon. Driving down the highway, pulling the parking lot where Eric stands every afternoon for me to pick him up. And he's like, you have a
flat tire.
We got a flat tire. Yay. So, not only do I have a flat, I'm going to emphasize flat tire, but I had just spent 10 minutes or more on the interstate in Virginia riding on a flat tire. Well, I don't know, who knows, but I don't remember it being very safe to ride on a flat tire.
And it was flat.
It was flat. So, thanks to Eric, he's gonna take care of it in the morning. Thank you, Eric. And baby girl, Little Sunshine, as she has been called here recently, because we are such big Ghost fans, and I do have a big yellow car. So, Little Sunshine is, she'll be back on the road, probably hopefully by lunchtime tomorrow.
So if anybody, I don't care what anybody says, if anybody wants a really good vehicle, a Renegade is better than people say. I'm sorry. We're getting really good gas mileage. And I am telling you, she drove from her work to my work on a flat and didn't even realize it. And it didn't damage the tire or anything.
Nope. Thank you, Little Sunshine. But back to the announcements. Well, Saturday, and I haven't even pulled this up yet, but we know from memory, Saturday at 10 o'clock at Richmond at Woodlawn. Is it Woodlawn Cemetery? I'm going to pull it up just in case. Dennis and Ryan and Olive, probably Crop, is going to be placing flags as they do every year.
Yes, they faithfully do it every year.
On the graves there. So, you know, I'll take any donations if y'all want to send me donations for the flags, because I'm sure those things are not cheap. Nothing is cheap anymore. And I will get it to them. Or go out there and, you know, give them some time. Help them put the flags on the graves. So that's Saturday in Richmond at 10 o'clock. We have something else coming up really interesting that I really, really, really want to go to. And that is being put on by one of my friends, Tabitha Grace. She is, along with Crop, which is Dennis and Ryan's paranormal team, on June 18th, I'm getting a little closer because I know you're not hearing me. They are putting a dinner and a ghost hunt led by Crop, June 18th, 6 o'clock until...
Whenever the fuck you decide to go home.
Yeah, whenever the fuck you decide to go home. Ryan and Dennis, I would love to come, and I would love to sleep in my usual spot. Please! they're having like a barbecue before, and... with chips and drinks and all that good stuff, and it's nobody over 18.
Okay.
Nobody under 18. You know, because of the things that 360 is from the previous weeks they've been having, they have been vamped up beyond. So nobody under 18. Here I go again. And it's $75 to get into that.
Well worth it.
Yes, well worth it, because it's two houses and lots of land, and God, I've missed that place so bad. And we have something coming up that I want to go to, because it means a lot to me, and that would be the Blackbeard Festival. One of my good friends, Bethany, is going to be there, her band. Claire McCool is going to be there. I'm looking it up. She graciously sent me something about it. I'm trying to get to it. It's June 4th and 5th. That's where I got the first weekend of June from. Main festival will be held Saturday, June 4th from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Sunday noon to 6. Events include character vessels, including Blackbeard's sailing ship. We need to go to this. Character actors, dozens of professional pirate reenactors, which we probably know some of those. Weekend performers, let's see, on Saturday from 2 to 4, scholars Dr. Jamie Goodall, author of Pirates of the Chesapeake Bay, from the colonial era to the oyster wars, and Jeremy Moss, author of The Life and Trials of Gentleman Pirate Major Steed Bonnet, will offer free lectures in the St. John's Church. And best of all, fireworks. Yeah, Saturday, June 4th at 9 p.m. So that sounds like a lot of fun stuff. But we may actually go to that. I want to take Alexis to that. I think she'd like that.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know. So I'm going to do the best I can, at least get her out there for a couple of little things. So that's the three things coming up that we really want to go to.
Although you also forgot about a big thing you normally go to. That's Busch Gardens.
Yeah, we're going to Busch Gardens on June the 11th. Guess who is going to audition for Hollow Scream? I know we said it last week, but guess who? Eric and me and Wanda and Lexi is going to audition for Hollow Scream this year. It would be nice if she could work at least Saturday. That would be so much fun.
I don't know if I'm going to audition or not.
Are you backing out?
Not really backing out, but I just know I won't be able to do it, and I don't want to get my hopes up.
Yeah, but I really want to get her to do it. Even if she can't do Saturday, it's like a lot of it's parents for her, and she needs that right now.
It's my big thing. This will give her an opportunity because she is really animated.
So, yeah. What do we got about orbs? Or should we let our visitor on?
Who's our visitor?
I think we should let our visitor on. We actually have a caller, folks. We usually don't have callers. Let's see who our caller is. Hold on one second.
She's getting geeky for everybody.
I am getting very geeky. Hello, caller.
Hello, everybody out there, and hello, Wendy and Eric. How are you tonight?
We are good. I'm just talking a little heads off over here. How you doing?
I'm doing well. The Hitman is in the house. How's everybody?
Hey, what's going on?
I wanted to jump on and I'm doing good. I'm vibing and kicking and rolling. I wanted to personally come on and invite you two to come on down, or come up, rather, to Port Royal, Virginia, this weekend, May 28th and 29th, to Sage Paracon. Come hang out with us. It could be a great time.
Oh.
What he's like,
that sounds much fun. Can you tell us a little bit more about it?
Yeah, absolutely. Sage Paracon is actually a production of MJ Dixon. She's actually coming over, or she's already actually here, coming over from England with several of her bandmates, if you will, and putting on this wonderful Paracon at Belgrove Plantation and Bed and Breakfast. Right there at Conway Port. It's going to be a 3-day. Unfortunately, the VIP tickets are sold out. However, it's a huge event with both spiritual, paranormal, and supernatural vendors, special guests, and amazing time. It's right there on the Rappahannock River, right there close to Old Town Fredericksburg. It's going to be a beautiful time for it. It's going to be wonderful people. The Riff Radio podcast will be out there. We're going to be pumping it up. We're going to be pumping the Vibe Network out there as well. We're going to actually be right next to Lyle and Tana Lott and their Twisted team, so we're excited about that. Going to be a lot of wonderful vendors out there. You get a chance. Plus, you can actually jump across and go over to one of the oldest towns registered in the United States, that being Port Royal. Were you just talking about pirates, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, that's where the pirate Lafayette was actually caught in a river. So you had pirates going all the way up the Rappahannock River. So I was like, oh, this is perfect. And Port Royal used to, unfortunately no longer, but they used to have the annual pirate festival. So that's just, it's just awesome. And I loved it. I heard y'all talk about pirates. And I'm like, oh, you got me going. Hi. Want to jump in?
We certainly appreciate it. Yes.
You're absolutely welcome. You're welcome. And it gave me an opportunity to call in you guys and listen to the show and say hi. So I was like, well, I'm just doing a little supporting here and showing you out. So just jumping on and say hi, you guys.
All right. Well, before you go, can you do me a favor? Can you share your thoughts about orbs? Because I know so many people have different thoughts about them. And
you sure you want me to do that, Eric?
Absolutely. That's what you hear.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. They're, based on my experience, based on my knowledge, based on my research, based on personal experience as well, because you, Eric, and myself have seen an orb at Berry Plantation, so I cannot take that away. It was a visual. If you see it, I believe it. If I don't see an orb with my own eyes, I'm not too much into the theory of the fact that a camera will see what our human eye. Not so believing that at some things. And what we fail to understand is breaking it down to the possibilities. What are the possibilities? Well, majority places of possibilities, of course, is insects, human skin, dust. If you're near a kitchen or a fireplace or anyone like that, the debris from that, the kitchen, people would not believe the amount of debris that you can actually catch in a kitchen. Pepper still floats around. Lighter spices fly around. So these all bring up a disillusion, if you will, or a matrix thing of getting you to perceive, you're seeing an orb, you're seeing an orb. No, not really. You're not seeing an orb. A lot of people will do this. They will go to, they go to cemeteries or graveyards, or old locations at night, and they will take a picture with the flash on. Okay, no, don't do that. Don't be so easy to quick to jump to paranormal, because the problem is, especially in the fall, spring, and summer times, these particles fly in the air. Right, lightning bugs too. We know about that, right? So people have to really be careful what they call an orb, okay? Also, you know, you say lightning bugs, but even what they call the Japanese beetles, reflective shell. What is the other one? The June bug is another one that has a highly reflective shell. So when you take a picture, you may not see the wing, but unfortunately, you're seeing a big reflection, especially off the June bug, because it has a high-definition shell. It's almost what they call a mirage shell. So when you get a picture of this, it doesn't look anything like what you expect it to look like. So that's the kind of things you got to look for, you guys. You got to watch out for that stuff.
Okay, yeah.
Hold on one second.
Well, thank you so much for your input.
Absolutely, anytime. And I love the show. Y'all are doing great. I'm really proud of you guys.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Y'all have a great show. I'm going to be listening.
Hi, thanks. Bye.
Wow. That was cool. Because that's basically the way I feel, too. I'm the type, you know, if I see it, because it is. It's so easy for somebody, you know, to say, hey, check this out, and then you look at it, and you're like, because I kind of have an experience. A guy I work with, his mom just recently passed away. Well, not recently, but she passed away, and she actually came to him in a dream and told him, you know, like, what heaven is like and what to expect, all this. Well, he has a Ring camera set up. And right after this happened, he was viewing his Ring camera footage. And this thing that appears to be an orb goes across the screen. And I watched it several times. And it's, to me, it's very possible But for me, when I zoomed in watching it, at the end it looks like it morphed or changed or looks more like an animal scurrying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not that I'm doubting that it's an orb, but, you know, the one thing that I was always taught is do your best to try to debunk it or try to prove it false, because there's just too many variables.
Mm-hmm. Well, I never have been a big believer in orbs. You know, give me spirits and what they call ghosts, or, you know, and I'm going to believe you all day. But orbs, I never have been a big believer because of those things, because I have seen the pictures where, you know, you're even outside, especially outside, but, you know, you see these pictures and they're like orbs, and like millions of, there's like millions of orbs around me, and they're, no. I'm like, I just want to take these people and just like shake them and be like, it's not what it is. I remember when we first started, when we were in the, we were taking pictures when we first started in the cemetery. Do you happen to remember what those pictures looked like?
Yeah, we thought they were orbs.
We thought they were orbs. There was like bounces of light, like streaks of light, like streaks of lightning or all that. It could be anything. We were taking those pictures with some cameras on your phone, or, you know, these little bitty digital cameras that you can buy at a dime store. Those are not, it could have been because we were in a cemetery, but I do not and have not believed that was any way, shape, or form paranormal.
I think, like I said, I mean, there's so many things because, you know, say a car drives by and a car lights, like, shines on a bug or something flying or.
And
I
you
mean,
just happen to take a picture right then. Yeah, no.
And even when you go visit, you know, these haunted homes or haunted places, you're going to have a lot of dust and dirt and particles floating. I mean, there's just so many different things out there. And, you know, like I said, this isn't to say I don't believe in it, or say when people say they've seen them that they didn't see them, but I'm just telling
you. I'm like, Howie, if you can see it with your eyes, obviously y'all have, you don't just see that happen and it not be something of that nature.
Like, I firmly believe, and this was a, like, little video or thing taken from 360, I do believe that was an orb that time, just
mm-hmm.
based on what I know about, you know, 360. I don't know.
Place you are. And fairy. Fairy's the same way. But fairy, on the other hand, I know we keep hearing stuff. Sounds like water, actually.
I'm going to go.
We're debunking this. Sorry. But you can't go, I mean, fairy is a very old house, and you're going to have, you know, I don't care how many times you clean it, you're going to have dust. You're going to have dust particles. They have fireplaces. If things come out of the fireplaces. Bugs can come in the door when you open it. I mean, I'm sorry, I just don't like it. Unless I have it standing there with me, I do not believe it.
Well, I don't know how many of you remember the movie Outbreak, where they showed, like, inside the movie theater, and when people coughed or sneezed, all the little particles floating, and those weren't orbs. It was.
Those weren't orbs.
So.
Which brings us to another entirely different show segment about COVID, and we won't even go in that right now.
Yeah.
What is this monkeypox? A monkey disease has now popped up?
Who knows? I think it's because people have started wanting monkeys for pets, so they're trying to discourage it. Wendy wants a monkey.
I do want a monkey. I love monkeys. But I don't know that I want monkeypox. So, I don't believe in lumps. I'm sorry. Is that a bad thing?
No. For me, it's your own personal opinion. And I'm going to say I do believe in them, but, you know, I like how Howie put it. I think that is like the, you know, if you see it with your own eyes, then if I see it, I'm going to believe in it. And anybody that knows me, I don't, you know, I don't know how to say it because I don't want to step on anybody's toes. But, you know, there were some people that we would go places and they said, oh, look up there, we can see this. Or they'd go here, oh, look, an orb. Or they'd go here and they'd ask me and I'm like, there's nothing there.
Matrix thing. That's a completely another topic as well.
But I'm not the type. If someone else sees something and I don't see it, I'm not going to say, oh, yeah, I see it just to make them. If I don't see it, I'm going to say I don't see it. And see, what Wendy and me do, and I've shared this before, if she sees something or feels something or sees what, she doesn't tell me. She just says, just walk over in a certain area. And then when I come back, she'll be like, you know, did you, you know, what did you experience? She doesn't even give any hints or anything, you know, to try to. And I think that's a big key about, like, figuring out about orbs. If you want somebody, don't say, hey, check out my picture, you see the orb. Just let a person look at it.
Because that's also telling, what do they call that? Where you say, look at the orb or look at the face. And they immediately see that because that's what you told them to look at and that's what you told them. It could be a reflection off of a glass and it looks like a face and it's actually not anything to do with paranormal. And because you say, look at that, that's what they immediately say.
Yeah, because all the shows on TV, that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, well, I think it said this. And then all of a sudden they play it again. You're like, oh, yeah. Yeah, speaking of that, I don't know if you guys have seen it. I can't remember if it's on TikTok or one of the ones where they said you'll hear the word you're looking at. It's like this gibberish stuff, but if you're looking at one of these two words, and whatever word you're looking at, that's what you'll hear.
I know. I've tried, and it's like, it's freaky, but.
I think that's how, you know, this stuff works as far as, like, with orbs. Because I think if someone tells you, hey, I see an orb, then, yeah, you're going to see an orb.
Yep, I agree. I certainly agree. Well, I really don't have anything else. I feel like I'm going to cut the show short tonight, but I think we should go unpack our stuff and go down to the thing that Howie's talking about. It sounds pretty freaking cool, doesn't it?
I know.
You know, I'm the big pirate fan. So I will definitely be posting some stuff on my Facebook and on WPRS and Night Visions about it so y'all can go and look at it and, you know, go to it because it's going to be awesome. Details going to be at Bell Plantation.
It's going to be fun. I know. That would be so much fun.
Ugh. I think June for us is going to be a busy, busy, busy month.
I wish we could actually take Alexis, because I'm telling you, I still sense something about
that girl's got. I don't know if it's hereditary. I don't know if you can pass the ability from person to person, mother to daughter. But she got something. She got an ability.
Because she's gone from being scared, not even wanting to go, asking Wendy every time she's here, she wants to use the equipment.
And she hears stuff at her house. And she wants to take the equipment to her house. My mom and dad's place is haunted.
Oh, it's definitely haunted. We took someone else there.
Mm-hmm. And they're like, y'all felt it at the very same time. Mm-hmm. Something touched you. So
they got something here, and I'm going to do some investigating here, because I still feel there's...
Well, we do live in the oldest house on the block, which means completely nothing, considering it was probably built, what, 80s, 70s, 80s?
And considering what some of our, excuse me for saying this, I don't want to offend anybody, but some of our dumbass neighbors that we used to have.
Oh, gosh.
Some of the mess that they did.
I'm surprised they don't have orbs around them. I swear, anybody who breaks off a freaking, and I'm going to say it again, I talk crap about them when it happened, and I'm going to talk crap about it again. Anybody who breaks off a piece of a tombstone and uses it to wedge under their truck to get unstuck deserves everything they have coming to them. I think they actually got it because I think they're in jail for other things. But
that's what I'm saying. You got to respect.
Karma, man. Burning tarot cards? Who the hell burns tarot cards?
Well, I know there's something you're supposed to do once you don't use them anymore, but
I don't think that was what they were trying to do. I think they were trying to summon stuff in the neighborhood.
Well, they summoned stupidity, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they did. They really did.
I thought I was going to have more really to say about orbs.
I don't have much to say about orbs. I really don't. Other than what he said, and he hit the nail on the head. He really did.
Hmm.
If you don't see it, it ain't it.
That's true.
I mean, I guess it could be. I mean, but I'm going to say 99.99 times out of it ain't it. It ain't.
Well, it takes a lot for me to, you know, truly believe it was an orb. But like you said, that time, I know without a shadow of a doubt. And I know that one that I saw at 360 in that thing, I'm telling you that.
Mm-hmm. Or fairy.
For real.
I miss fairy. I want to go back to fairy.
I know. That was another place.
When working about a mile, it wasn't even a mile, it was a couple of blocks from them. It was like amazing. But.
And what's crazy, we used to get invited to stay in parts of Ferry that most people couldn't go because they literally said we were welcome anytime.
So I think we should make up an appearance. I think they've opened up since COVID. It's kind of ceased a little bit. I think it's coming back though.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Anyway, I will be posting these things on my Facebook page, so maybe all of you can go to one of these getting tongue-tied because there's so many. June and July is full for us. It really is. We're still working on our big thing that we got coming, that we want to have coming up. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, that's going to be.
Just listen for WPRS, Night Visions, and guess what? Heart Sounds is going to come back, and I may be having a guest co-host. Yay!
Oh, here we go again. You know how it happened the last time, aren't you? Guest co-host. Again, thank you guys for all your follows. Thank you for all the new listeners.
Yes, we got a lot of new ones.
We hope we, you know, we answer any questions that you have. And like I said, please don't be shy. You know, reach out somehow. Wendy has always said, our door's always open and no question
mm-hmm.
is, and if you don't want to, you know, you want to ask a question, you don't want your name mentioned or you don't want, we won't. It's all.
And like you said, no question is stupid, because trust me, I have been saying a bunch of stupid stuff tonight and every night, but that's just me. And, you know, I will find out completely what you want to know or talk to the person that you want questions from, anything. You know, I think we should have Howie on one of our shows. What do you think?
Yeah, we may need a 2-hour show for him.
I know, about a 3-hour for Howie. But yes, Howie, we want you on our show. You let me know when you can do it.
I'd like to get Ryan and them on again.
We can need to have Ryan on. Yep, there's so many. Once COVID kind of took a back seat and people felt a little more comfortable coming out and being out in the public and having public events, things kind of broke loose. And
I've heard now on airlines, they don't require you to wear masks anymore. And most airlines now have a new filtration system.
Oh, that I did not know.
Yeah, I heard about that because I've been debating, you know, about possibly taking a trip in the near future. I don't know.
Speaking of trip, I'm gonna just put it out there. Everybody knows me. Everybody knows the things that I like. There is a post on my Facebook page for 7-Year Witch. They are getting ready to go to California. None of them have ever been to California. It is going to be a huge concert. If you can't go to this concert, please go to my page and buy something from them. I don't care. I could get T-shirts. I think they got the best CDs, anything, donations, anything. They're headed to California with Buck Cherry, and I think it's going to be one blankety blank good ass concert. So
in them shirts. Oh,
I have
God,
a couple
they,
of them, and they are awesome.
They have a women's tank top, and then they have the unisex shirts.
Yeah. I'm going to get that tank top. I'm going to get that tank top probably for Sunday, because they are my favorite local, well, kind of semi-local, local band, and this is a huge thing for them, and I am so proud of them, and just give them a listen. In fact, our opening song tonight and numerous times before is them, 7-Year Witch. Well, they have another band with them, but a 7-Year Witch. If you like our opening song, oh my God, you're in for a treat. The rest of their songs are kick ass.
Go on YouTube and look up 7-Year Witch. You won't.
I did not know who they were a year ago. Had no idea who they were a year ago. And right now, I couldn't do without them. So go to my page, go to my Facebook page, go to my post about 7-Year Witch. Please purchase something. Please, you know, I do a lot of begging, but I'm going to really be on my hands and knees, help my guys out, okay? So anyway, with that, I'm done.
I'm done too.
Y'all have a great night. Thank you, Howie, for coming on.
Yes, thank you, Howie.
Please let us know when you can be on our show. I know your schedule is chock-a-block full, but we would love to have you on. Ryan, we want you on as well. So anything else, Art?
That's it. Again, thank you, everybody, and
good night.
Good night, everybody.